You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1877, Rodin exhibited his first major sculpture. It was a life-size male figure titled The Age of Bronze. When he showed it at the Paris Salon, critics immediately declared that this sculpture was too realistic, far too lifelike, and they accused him effectively of cheating. They said Rodin must have made the work by casting a live model. Now, Rodin was very upset about this accusation, and he strenuously denied it. He wrote letters and provided photographs of his work and the model, pointing out the differences between the two. While Rodin found it personally upsetting, and I can understand why accusations like that would be upsetting, ultimately, the controversy grabbed him a lot of publicity and helped catapult his career. Still, when I think of Rodin and my favorite works of his, it's not so much about how realistically he rendered the proportions and the details of the figure. It's about how he captured the realism of the moment and the emotion. My absolute favorite work of his is The Burghers of Calais.
I feel like, who Art Ed?
We're trying to
spice it. Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood Art Ed me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's
off
to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, where we explore visual arts in an audio medium. I'm your host, Kyle Wood. For this week's Fun Fact Friday, I'm going to be talking about Rodin's sculpture of the Burghers of Calais. This is one of many pieces that I absolutely love, but also it is springtime, and I know quite a number of art students might be cramming for that art history AP. I hear ya, I got your back. And so I'm making sure that a lot of my mini episodes are covering works that are on the list all AP art history students are expected to know about. This piece, The Burghers of Calais, is one that I vividly remember learning about in my Art History 101 survey course. We all know Auguste Rodin was a tremendously talented sculptor. Probably his best-known work is The Thinker, although also his tribute to Balzac is considered to be one of his greatest pieces by many critics and historians. The Burghers of Calais was always a standout to me, and I think it's because of the story behind it. When I first looked at The Burghers of Calais, which was sculpted 1884 to 1895, the piece seems a bit dark. I mean, as I'm looking at it, I see these figures who seem to be in tattered clothing, ropes around one person's neck, and they're in these poses that just, they seem largely beaten down. One person has a hands up by their head, almost panicked, while someone else is standing sort of tall and resolute. Now, the reason for that range of emotions is he was trying to capture the reality of what people were experiencing in the Hundred Years' War. For those unfamiliar, Calais is a city in France, and during the Hundred Years' War, England and France were fighting. Edward III of England attacked the city of Calais, France, and after a victory in the Battle of Crecy, the year was around 1346, Edward basically had Calais surrounded. Philip VI of France told the people of Calais basically just hold out at all costs. Calais is on the coast, and it would be a prime location for England to set up basically a landing zone for people to come from the island of England over to France, Calais would be a good spot for them to make their entry and then advance further into the country. So Philip felt like this was a really important strategic city that France needed to hold. The problem is, Philip was not able to break the siege, and the people of Calais were starving. They were surrounded. They had no way to get food and fresh supplies and all of that. So eventually, they were forced to negotiate a surrender. Edward III offered to spare the people if six of the town's leaders would offer themselves up. Burgers, spelled B-U-R-G-H-E-R-S, was referring to sort of wealthy towns leaders. The burger was sort of a position of status within the community. So one of the wealthiest town leaders, Eustace de Saint-Pierre, was the first to volunteer himself. And this was something that everybody assumed meant certain death. I mean, to punctuate it, Edward told the people, send them out with ropes around their necks. Not exactly subtle. Well, five burghers, as I said, a medieval title, basically leaders in the community, they eventually joined in behind him. So all six of them come out, ropes around their necks, keys to the city and castle in hand. But lucky for them, the Queen of England, Queen Philippa of Hainault, she convinced Edward to show mercy. She was pregnant at the time, and she believed that it would be a bad omen to start their family by committing horrific acts, so she convinced him to spare them. They were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to save their loved ones, their friends, their neighbors. And ultimately, it came out okay for them. That act of courage was rewarded. They were shown mercy. Now, I think what makes Rodin's interpretations of the burghers of Calais so impactful is that he shows the emotional truth of the moment. He shows the range of emotions that those men must have been experiencing as they were stepping up to save their town. He shows one man standing tall. He shows another sort of cowering. He shows that even people being brave are still afraid. The sort of older, more traditional way of showing these heroic narratives was to show the heroic figure as larger than life, almost superhuman. But I think what Rodin reminds us of is that courage is not an absence of fear. Courage is being afraid, but being able to push past that and do what's right anyways. This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.